Everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Kev, I think we need to start off every Thirsty Thursday just by asking the simple question: have you watched that yet?
I have not caught up yet. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, we haven't started. Have you watched What We Do in the Shadows yet?
I have, like I said, I'm still in the first season. So I'm like four episodes into the first season.
Okay. Next. Have you watched Chucky yet?
First episode, not the second one yet.
God damn it. Doug, are you caught up on the second episode?
Yes.
Me too. Me too. Okay. Well, now we can't talk about that either. okay. Halloween Kills. Have you watched that yet?
Surprisingly, yes.
Yay, Doug.
No.
Fuck. Okay, next. Dune, have you watched that yet? Yes.
No.
No.
God damn it. Okay, all right. Running out of shit here.
Saturday Night Live, no.
Saturday Night Live. All right. Yes. So, Doug, yeah, no. That's all the major ones that are... Oh, okay. How about this one? Doom Patrol. Have you watched that yet?
No, yes. I did not watch this last week's episode. Oh, no, I totally forgot about it. I don't know how. I totally forgot about Doom Patrol.
Oh, my God,
week.
Dude.
What the fuck?
Ooh, please watch it. It starts tying things together, and you'll be like, what the fuck? It's awesome.
The last one I saw was 1917 Patrol.
Nope, you have Bird Patrol.
Okay.
That's what's next. Mm-hmm. Which is super awesome.
It is.
Wait. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Did I watch this last one? And the answer is yes, I did. Fun stuff. Okay. So then what have you guys been? Oh, I guess we have. Okay. Back for Blood. We're all still playing that.
Yes.
And we're still having a good time. The funny thing is, since last week, we still haven't gotten past Act 2, I don't think, since the last time that we talked. But Kevin has played the bar scene.
Bar room blitz.
Which is... I want to know from your perspective, Kev. I know it was a different experience because music rotates on it all. But... for Doug and I, like I said last time, it created this really, really special moment that you'll just won't ever forget. It'll be cemented in your brain. It's like, well, this is a moment in gaming. This is why I love gaming. This was just fucking a highlight. And I wanted to know, with you doing it, did it also create that? Or were you just like, it was a fine level?
It was cool. I'm glad they used licensed music because then it obviously hit harder. And the song that it played for me was The Hives. It was Tick Tick Boom. And I love The Hives. So it hit and I was excited. And yeah, it made like killing the zombies even more fun. And it made the whole sequence a lot more smooth and just really fun to do because of the fact that you're killing it into like loud, you know, loud rock and roll. And then it kicked in with Misery Lou afterwards and and it just kind of cemented it. But yeah, it was a fun scene, man. I'm really digging the game. Like, this is really the spiritual successor to Left 4 Dead. Like, it does everything right. At least I mean, from what I'm experiencing so far.
Yeah. Misery Lou was the first song that we got. So just that. We were like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, let's fucking go. Mm-hmm. And then the second time we played with Daniel, it was like, I don't even remember. It was like some Hispanic hip hop or whatever. You know, it was like, it still slapped, but it wasn't as good. And then when we played with Brendan, it was Motorhead, Ace of Spades. Yeah. And it was like, fuck yes. Like, all right, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
So yeah, it rotates out every time. And I've had two I was saying like three, like, yeah, like with really good music right off the bat. And then like one where it was like, okay, it was different. It's still a good song to kill zombies to, but it's not one I am familiar with. But mm-hmm. the other ones are, you know, you're like, all right, let's fucking, let's go. Yeah,
this hype
fucking go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
Yep. I absolutely loved it. Okay, good. So it created that moment for you.
We played some more last night with Brendan.
Yes.
And Daniel for a little bit. And yeah, we're like half, I would say halfway through act two, but I don't know. We've gotten farther. There was a point where I was like, and this is as far as I've gotten. Like, we did the police station where you have to
get
into the armory.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was as far as I'd gotten. So then we're like after that. And then there were just times where like, there's a part like right after that, where you're going through like sewers and stuff. And it's just like, you're in like waist high zombie gut fuck water.
That. Nope.
And I was like, ooh, I hate this. Like, no, thank you. Like if there's a zombie outbreak, you ain't catching me in that fucking water. That water is how you get, that's how you get it.
And if it's not the zombies, it's some other deadly disease.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, because it was just looked like gut poopy water. It was fucking disgusting. And it had all those, like, you know, like when you have to destroy the hives or whatever, mm-hmm. like those like tentacly like gross growths. It's just that all over the place.
Yeah.
Like and into the water. And it's just like, no, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Really good lighting too, though. And they go between like regular lighting, red lights and everything like that. And like the transitions are just beautiful.
Yeah.
If you've got a good enough card, I mean, even for like, I think it's well optimized the way it is, but yeah, I just mm-hmm. gorgeous setting. I mean, as creepy as it is, it's gorgeous.
I picked up on Tuesday, Guardians of the Galaxy came out and I picked that up, but I'm not ready to share. I'll share next week when I can gather all my thoughts. I haven't played enough of it yet, so hopefully. Yeah. Or did either of you guys pick that up?
No.
Okay.
I want to though. Let me know what you think. I've been really on the fence with it because I liked the Marvel one, but I'm glad I waited for the sale.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. But all the early reviews and playthroughs were like this. This is essentially what they should have done with the Avengers game. And it was like they learned from it, obviously, and the game fucking slaps. That's what all the early talk is. So I won't spoil anything yet. I'll let people get their hands on it and see what they think, and I'll talk about it next time. But yeah, that's all that's kind of happening with that as far as gaming is concerned, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really played any Far Cry 6. I finally got my Albatross and PGA
nice. Tour. Congratulations. That's probably the best purchase that I've ever made for both of you. Like, I did not expect you to go in as hard as you've went.
All right, I mean, me and Caleb or whatever.
Yeah,
man. Caleb, he was like the other day, he was like, yeah, I loaded it up, and it was just like, I just want to play Hunt, because he just plays Hunt Showdown.
That's his love.
No, I've put in... I'm gonna look. I've put in 61 hours
In PGA.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Who would have thunk it? I was like, all right. So,
Power Wash Simulator released 40 levels, and I finished those. Mm-hmm. It's just a chill game, man. That's one you just like throw on and you just relax. I mean, because even with like PGA Tour, there's times where it's like, oh fuck you, game. Mm-hmm. Like that was a fucking hole in one, you piece of shit. Like that just went right off. Get the fuck out of here, you goddamn rigged piece of shit. There's been so many times where it's like, how did that not go in? That rolled right over that fucking hole. Get the fuck out of here. You trying to fucking rig this? That was perfect.
Yeah, I don't understand how the power washing simulator can be so calming, but like I've sat there and lost like hours just watching you play. I'm just like, I'm just staring. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's fucking satisfying.
It's so satisfying.
Yeah. Like, please get that other. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You dirty shed. You're going to get it.
You missed a spot there. You'll get back and get that. Oh yeah.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Get that undercarriage.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, and you know, it's early development, so they just keep adding stuff, so it's great. I wish they added stuff more frequently, but typically by the time they release an update, they're already like, and here's what's coming in the next one. And, you know, it'll be like the next month, but it'll be like, you know, it's some shot, like they'll have like screenshots of like what they're working on. It's really funny. That slide that I did, that giant like slide, mm-hmm. originally when they did it, it had like the entrance had like a clown face. And they had a carnival. And they were like, the distressed clown face made us so uncomfortable. We decided to take the clown face out.
That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like, it made us so uncomfortable. Like, it was just, it was too creepy and it wasn't supposed to be creepy. So we took it out. Like, it was not supposed to be creepy.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
I could see it though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kev, are you getting into anything? Oh,
yeah.
Oh. 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 You? Me? You? Me?
Go for it.
You? Me? You? You go ahead. No, I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm playing.
Okay, what?
Do, do, do.
Go ahead.
I was playing Far Cry 6 this week, and I'm really enjoying that. I'm finally starting to do main mission stuff, so I'm starting to meet other characters. Mostly I've been unlocking, you know, or hitting up the anti-aircraft bases or just unlocking bases and doing that stuff. So it's finally starting to add up, and I'm really enjoying it, man. It's gorgeous. It's such a gorgeous game. I recommend if you have a PC, get the Ubisoft Plus. You know, just get it for $14.99 or whatever, and you could probably play through this game in a month. But I'm already about 16 hours deep into the game, and I'm absolutely loving it. Also playing more of the Hot Wheels Unleashed. They threw in more cars this week, so it's worth it to try to unlock those. But man, it's just such a fun game. They just need to beef up the multiplayer. Multiplayer is very bare bones right now. There's no stakes in it. There's no real reason to play it other than just to play with people that are human. So, other than that, yeah, I think that's all I've been playing this week. And other than, you know, what, yeah, Back for Blood with you guys. So it's been good. It's been really fun.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm going to finish Far Cry 6. I don't think I'm going to, I've already teetered off of it with every, like all the other games that have mm-hmm. come out and that I'm playing with you guys. I'm just, I don't know, man, there's something about it. I heard someone speaking about it. It was spot on. I think it was Cheap Ass Gamer, where they were talking and they were saying, they were like, it's just like, it's an open world game that is really silly and fun, but then they add this super serious storyline, and with Far Cry games, it never seems to mesh because you have this super serious thing and then you go out and you're shooting fireworks out of your backpack and that's all fun and stuff. But I definitely see their point where it's kind of, they take you out. It takes you out of the storyline with, and especially with all the collectibles and stuff like that as well, to where you go around and have to collect all these essentially RPG elements in order to get medals and stuff in order to craft and all that. And ultimately leading to me probably not finishing it because of the fact that I feel like it's too much for me. Like I don't know, like an open world game that was very story driven. The last one that I played was Cyberpunk 2077, mm-hmm. but it was very direct in its approach to where I was like, okay, I'm going here. I'm doing this mission. It's a big mission. Like we're doing all this. I guess there's too much side stuff for me to get lost in, and then I lose interest without being pushed towards that storyline. My interest has kind of gone downhill ever since I started playing Back for Blood with you guys and stuff. So I've just been like, And then if open world game stuff, like I really loved Borderlands 3. I really loved Cyberpunk, but other than that, it's tough to look back and see open world games that I've really, 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 really enjoyed. Phoenix, I guess, would be one of them that I really enjoyed like playing. But other than that, like I don't know, I just can't not get into this Far Cry game. Like, and I wish I could have, because it is, like you said, Kev, it's really beautiful and it seems like it could be a lot of fun. Maybe if I was playing with somebody, that would add the other element. Like, I think Doug has such a great time with it because he does have a co-op buddy.
Yeah.
Well, he did until Hunt came along.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It just
Hunt came back into the picture.
He's addicted to Hunt.
That's y'all fine, y'all can't even finish Borderlands 3.
Yep.
Leaving games on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because he just wants to play Hunt all the time. I know. He mocks Ed for playing like WoW all the time, and here he is doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah, with Hunt, every second. It's like, hey, I feel the need for blood. Let's go play Hunt.
Yeah. He was also like, oh, if I play too much of another game, like then I'm losing my Hunt skills. Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
out of here. Get the fuck out of here. That's not how that one, like if you are losing your skills because you played another video game, then your skills weren't very good to begin with.
Also, you're not an NFL player, right? Like it's not a skill. Like it's not like you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, seriously. So, I mean, I get like, you know, the different guns, the things that act differently. So you have to like know that. And I can understand like maybe like your first match. And if you go straight from one to the other, like having to like kind of get used to the other controls and stuff, but to be like, oh, if I play too much, I'm going to lose it. No, you're not. You're not going to fucking forget. You're going to get in there. You're going to start playing. And it's going to come right back to you.
And we're like, not.
Because they got tired of hunting for a while and they went back to PUBG for like a couple of days.
Yeah.
And they were like back in it and they're like, okay, how do I do this? How do I do this? And then like within like 2 seconds, like B had killed like three people. Like, I mean, like instantly it was like, okay, so y'all, okay. So you remember, you know how to play the fucking game. It came back to you. You haven't played in a while, but it came back to you. It's the same thing. That's such a dumb excuse. It's so dumb.
And for the listeners, let me tell you something. We're not hating on him. You know, we're just kind of mad that he's not playing with us. That's the problem.
Yeah, and he won't unless we play Hunt. Yeah. He'll begrudgingly play some Back for Blood with us. If everyone else is playing. If Daniel's playing Back for Blood, Kale will play Back for Blood.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess that's our show for this week.
No.
Ultimately, Caleb, get your shit together and play some games.
Yeah, let's fucking beat some of these games. Yeah, because he's all like, oh man, I can't wait for Tiny Tina's Wonderland or whatever that comes out in March. And I was like, bitch, we haven't fucking beat 3 yet. We haven't beat Borderlands 3. What the fuck makes you think I'm going to play this with you? You won't fucking finish that game. And we're almost there. We're at the end. We have like maybe like 4 hours of gameplay left. Maybe. We're at the fucking end.
Is that only 2-player co-op or is it 4-player?
It's up to 4, I believe.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. We should all jump on one night of Borderlands 3, and you should just be like, all right, Jer, Kev, you ready to help me beat Borderlands 3?
I have beaten it. But when it came out and like we were playing together and then you just stopped playing.
Oh, you went ahead and just played
it. I just went ahead and just kept playing. I was like, fuck this. I want to beat this game. I love Borderlands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I want to play it. Just, you know, I'm so busy. With my children, and it's like, bitch, I have 2. Shut up.
I really want to play the DLC. I just started the casino DLC, the first DLC pack.
Oh, that was a good one.
And but I haven't gotten through it. I've been like, all right, I'll get.
Yeah, this. And that's part of the problem is that we did some of the DLC like while we were playing the game because some of them are like, oh, do you do this at level 15? We were like, dope, let's go do this. And then like we're like, oh my god, this is so tough. Like this is not meant for level 15. Shut the fuck up. This bad guy's impossible.
So all right, that's it for Thirsty Thursday. Tomorrow we got Fan Friday. Can't wait for your questions. And until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.